The Gemara asks that the Sheikhid in the Mishnah is mashma diyavid in lechatchila loy. The Gemara gives two terutz. One is imoy seima echabayif, that the diyavid is going on echabayif. Imoy seima, it's going on the halacha of rubika kulay, of rubish halacha kamayim. So the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ran, and maybe others also say that umaskana, both of these terutzim are kaim lalacha. And therefore they say you have to shech two simonim bein ba'if bein by behema. And nishnardem, you also have to do the whole simon by both, by oif and by behema. The Gemara, they're understanding, the two terutzim of the Gemara are going like this. The first terutz is saying it's going at echad ba'if, that the din of echad ba'if is that you cannot be simach on one siman by oif, you have to do two siman by oif. And the second teretz is coming to meisav, and that there is talking about echa ba'if, the evid is also going on rubel kakule, on rubel shalcha kamayi, you have to do the whole siman, you can't be simach on roif. Rashi in the Chaval from Abay says that in the Gea, what's talking about the oif, what's the heksha shchita by an oif? She says that the hechsher siman by oif is b'siman echad. Tosis asks in Rashi that the Gemara state over here that you have to do two siman by oif. So there are two, I think, main mahalachim in Rashi. Maybe there's more. That one is that this Gemara over here is only a din d'rabbanan, and another teretz is that Rashi is passing like the lishna baser of this Gemara, not like the lishna kama. And in Melo, the din of Echad Ba'if is not Kaim Maskona. And in Melo, even you could do Echad Ba'if even Lechatchil. That's how I think the Amshul Shleim, the Mordechai, and the Goy, that's how they want to understand Rashi. The Rush in this Inyan, when he quotes the Shita Serif, sounds like he's going similar to Shita's Rashi, the way the Rush has the Rif at least. And he says that the Ravasi's al kasev Rubish alecha kamayu dafka b'di'evet al chatchilu miboyle lemishcha dekula siman. Mashma, he says, this really kolishna basa lekula. He holds like the lishna basa lekula. Mishum dahani treilishni pligi b'minder rabbanon. They argue in the rabbanon. D'mideraisa b'siman echasagi v'zin lekula b'shal seifrim. The raisa one siman is enough, and you go lekula b'shal seifrim. You know, so I was bothered by that. What's like this lashon of the Rush? The Rush is saying that that the Rif is passing lishna basa lekula. What does that have to do lishna basa lekula? Each teretz has its own halacha. What is one based off? What one telling the other one? The first lishna is going that you have to do. You can't do one sim by oif. You have to do two simanim by oif. And the second lishna is going that you have to do the whole sim. You can't do two simanim. But what does one lishna have to do with the other lishna to say that one is lishna basa, that he's going like lishna basa lekula? So I was handling yesterday with Rabbi Briller, and he was worried me a whole new side how to understand this Gemara, and then we found the Rosh Yosef Taga says this, that the Rosh Yosef really asks the Kasha, that he wants to know why the Mishnah say that Hashaychet Echa Boif Vishnai Mebehemba, and then go to Din Rubish Alcha Kamayu. Why can it be that why can the Mishnah just say that Hashaychet Roiv Echa Boif Roiv Shnai Mebehemba, Shkitasek Shera, and we would accomplish both halachas of the Mishnah together? Why do you have to break it up into two separate halachas? So he says that according to the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, he has a Geshmak on the Halach. I didn't go through the whole piece, I just saw those few lines, but he says that because according to the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, they were saying that the din of a Di'evit is going on Echad Ba'if, we would not have known that if the Mishnah would have said, Hashaychet Reiv Echad Ba'if, Reiv Shnayim Be'behema. He says that because if it would have said, Hashaychet Reiv Echad Ba'if, Reiv Shnayim Be'behema, then the b'di'evod, you would know that the b'di'evod is going on the roiv echad shel oif or roiv shnayim b'behema. Now that the Mishnah broke it up and said shaychet echad boif or shnayim b'behema, and it says rubish alecha kamayu, he says that now the Gemara, the first lishna of the Gemara is understanding that the din of b'di'evod is going on the halach of echad boif, but he says avad according to the first lishna, it was also going on rubish alecha kamayu. That's how the Rish Yeshiv understands the Gemara, and he says it more later on also, again, I think later on. But he's understanding that the two Terutzim on the Gemara are really, the first Terutz says that the Din B'dieved is going on the whole Mishnah. The Tzai and Echav Oif and Tzai Shnayim B'behema. So Tzai and Echav Oif and Tzai and the Din of Rubash Alcha Kamayu. And the Ibai Seyma of the Gemara is saying that no, it's not going to Echav Oif, it's only going on the Rubash Alcha Kamayu. And that's what the two Lashanis are going. No, so you go like that. It would be understandable what the Rosh is saying, that the Rif is going like the Lishna Bas or the Kula. That they're understanding that the two Lishnanis and the Gemara are arguing, but they're arguing not just like is it Achabayif or is it Rav Echa Kamayu. They're saying that is it the first Lishna is saying it's going on the whole Mishnah and Achabayif and Rav Shnayim Mehema, and the second Lishna is saying it's only going on Rav. On the Rav Echad, on the Rubei Shalacha Kamayu, but not going on the Sheikhet Echad Ba'if. So, but then I thought that would be a Gishmakim Halachel to understand what the Rosh says, that the Lishna Basa, that the Rif is passing the Lishna Basa Akulu, it's Taka Akulu and Lishna Basa over the Lishna Kam. It's just begat, Avada, this whole Mahalach would only work if you hold that the two Lashanis are arguing with each other. If you hold that the two Lashanis are agreeing with each other, like the other Rishanim say, that Avada, this Mahalach wouldn't work because. If you hold that the first Lishna holds that you need to have everything already, so then what's the second Lishna coming to be mice of anything? It sounds like they're saying that the first Lishna is telling you Allah Vachabaiv, and the second Lishna is telling you the din of not Rav Vachakamay, you have to do both. So that would be the that Mahalach wouldn't stim in those Rishayim, but at least in maybe the Rosh is going in the Rif, maybe that would be a Mahalach. And fine. And in this Indian about having two simonim by an oif, I'm just wondering. But the oilam handled a lot. Is there an Indian of shechting in this Indian of shechting two simonim by oif? Is it an Indian just a rabbanan dika Indian, or is it a deraisa dika? Has a deraisa dika chashivas of shechita? Pasha nafkamina is that if you take a shecht of both simanim, when you shecht in the second simon, are you bound to the halacha shechita? No, I know the chareinim, the Nevi Yehuda, the Meslevi, I think Rabbi Elazar spoke out in the Chabura, have machlokes about this. But if you hold that when you shecht in the second simon is a din shechita min haTorah, so then you'd be forced to say that you're bound to the halacha shechita. The Ramban really has apparently a tutzal about this, and he says that when he brings on the two truths in the Gemara, he says tervayu is nihu lechatchila. It's not enough bechabayif and not b'shnayim behema. You have to shach both siman and bein ba'if bein behema. And he says because the mitzvah shchita al shnayim shleim and bein ba'if bein behema, because the mitzvah shchita is on both siman and shleim and bein ba'if bein behema. The hachi agmer rachman lemeisha lemishchat shnayim. Because that's what the Hilchalach al-Meshim Sina was, to shecht both simanim, bein ba'if, bein behema, and the Rubish al-Lach al-Ba'if, Rishnayim shal-Behema, is kekul. So this Lishna is going that there is definitely an Indian Daraisa that of shechting Sai ba'if, Sai ba'behema. Which, just if you go with what we were saying before, it would come like a shmak, that according to Ramban, that's why maybe he's passing like both Lishaynis, because the Rosh says that we're passing like Lishna Bas to the Kula. And he says, because it's a din derabanan, the Ramban, even though, okay, but just the point is, these two lishanas are really handling in yonim and daraisa, according to this Taretz the Ramban. So maybe the Ramban wants to say, in yonim and daraisa, we should go both in yonim. It's not mukhach, but just machshava. Then, because the Ramban continues says that no, but maybe the whole thing is only derabanan, it could, because in midaraisa, you can't be maf. The Torah is never mechalik, being lechatchila and the evidence and the raisis. But the hechar has these two tzadim. When you shecht the second simon by a knife, is that in the raisa? Just to bring another right that's perhaps from Taisis and the Chavav and Beis. Taisis, when he asks this kash and Rashi says that you have to shecht two simonim. Rashi says that the simon, the shechita min haTorah on a knife is simon echad. And Tosfos asks from our Gemara that our Gemara says that you have to lechatchila, you have to do two simanim. So if you're going to tell me that the din of our gemaras of shechting, if the halacha of shechting both simanim by oif is just the din rabbanon, the chayr tesis kash is very shver. That what's he asking on Rashi? Rashi is handling a din of shechita min atayra. What's tesis asking from this our gemara and Rashi? Would sound like from tesis. Tesis understood that our gemara would be is a raya that both simanim by oif when you do them has a din chshivas a shechita min atayra. Now I don't know how Tais is sold in our Gemara that it would be a din daraisa, but from Tais's kasha it would be mavura that that's how he understood our Gemara, at least that's what his shita was. Yes, fine. And in the hemshacha Gemara about shechting two simanim, just as I wrote, but the Elmo had this mahalachos. I think the Elmo had it, but just to speak it out. That there will be two like tracks to understand the din, at least of simanim by simanim by a behema. One would be from the Gemara Hemshech. The Gemara brings that v'tanim ma'is le'mehacha. The Gemara says the Tanya Pchia, and Pchia learns it out from the fact that the roish of a carbon is hutas from the rest of the animal, and then. And that's why the Gemara needs the Pasini has to speak out a special Yafusa that the Roish has to be brought up to come top of this Be'ach. That's where you know, Rabbi Chiya says that Shechitah's min atzav. That's where you know. And in the Hemshech Gemara, Rashi says like 2-3 times, at least, twice for sure, Rashi says that, just not to go through the whole Gemara, but Rashi says in Chabzayim Aveiz, in Dira Maschol, of Ima Behima B'Reish Naim. So how do Tosfos Mor is like? How do you know that Tosfos Mor is learning out that behemah is reiv shnayim? So too you would think an oif also. So Rashi says, what's the makar that behemah is reiv shnayim? Rashi says it's from Rav Chiya. It's from Rav Chiya because Rav Chiya says that he learns because it's hutas reish, and if it wouldn't have been reiv shnayim, would have not have been hutas reish. That's one, and Rashi again says it later on, a few Rashi's later, that the Divrei Masul the chayim beis simanim. Rashi says the Yafus is also from this Reb Chiya. It would sound like that this Mahalach and these Tanoim, they understood that the din of Simonim from the din Simonim by Yabahema is learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. It's not a Lacha Moshe Messina. You learn it out from a pasuk in the Torah that there's a din of cutting both Simonim. But we know later on, Rebbe has a different Makar. Rebbe's makar is from his avakta kasher tzivisicha that melamed shesav amoshal of veshav al kanav al roiv echa boiv al roiv shnayim bebehema. So he seems like he understood that both of them, that the halacha of veshav and kanan and roiv echa boiv roiv shnayim bebehema were all part of halacha meishim sinai, and it has it has nothing to do with these psukim. And just to and davach would be a. With that, I thought maybe we can be Yashir Rashi on Daf Chazayin Amad Aleph. Rashi says that the Lo Yishav Gistra, and Rashi says next up of the Gemara. Rashi says Shelo Yach, you shouldn't cut the Kama Frekas, and Rashi says how's a mashma in the pasuk that you should only Chateyu that were from other the drushes that you should not cut the Gistra. Rashi says the Idach Lisha. Rashi says the Yafuso is because it's mashma in the Gemara from the pasuk Hekshar Achilasei the Hainu Asimanim Asulai. You should do the Simanim Asulai. So no one was bothered by Lachar. We weird in this in the Gemara that the Alfusa that the Gemara is learning out of here didn't say anything about Simonim. So I was thinking that if you go to the Mahalach of Halacha Meishim Sinai, once you have the Mahalach of Halacha Meishim Sinai, I thought maybe that would be the understanding similar to what Rabbi is saying in Daf Chasam and Aleph that it's all Halacha Meishim Sinai. Once you have the Halacha Meishim Sinai, you know from there also that there's a din of. And also, and the Rosh Tak, when he brings down, it's interesting, the end of Simon Beis, he quotes like the two Makaris for like shechting the Simonim. He quotes, I think he quotes the Bar Kapara, it is, that he says that the Seish Teres Behema of Oif, that the Oif is between the Hema and Dag, that's like one Makar, and then he brings down Rebbe. Seems like there was two tracks to understand. I don't know if any of Kamina is, but it was just like two Mahachal to understand, the Afusa of the makar of shechita simanim by shechita simanim by oif or behema.